Doesn't sound very much like you want to see us. Good evening. Thank you very much. We are very honored to be here. And one thing I've learned about Americans is keeping time. So I'm going to try to go as fast as possible because we have a given length of time to bring you Maasai culture. My name is Sironka and I'm very happy to be here. And we welcome you to listen to music that will speak to you about Maasai culture. We come from Kenya, East Africa, a tribe known as the Maasai people. We represent not just the Maasai, but we represent Kenya in telling you we love Americans and we want you to know that the world is not as bad as everybody thinks it is. We welcome you to come to Kenya. Thank you. So, without wasting much time, we thank you for coming. So, let's begin the celebration with two songs. One song is entitled Number, is a song that is sung in every Maasai village whenever we have a ceremony to say, let's come and celebrate, let's come and have fun together. Welcome the friends of Sironka as they sing Number and Emparo. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. So, the festival has started with Maasai music. The festival had already started. We are just emphasizing with Maasai language. I hope those at the back can hear them when they sing. Okay, thank you. So, I normally like to give a long history about the Maasai, but today I've been prompted by 9 out of 10. And Maasai, the number 9 is a number of completion. If you look at the human body, if it was a building, it has 9 doors. So the 9 avenues to life, 9 is a number of completion. So 9 versus 1, I lose. I have to talk less. So the Maasai say that music is food for the soul. And I believe it is food for everyone. Whenever you hear any music, music transcends all cultures, all boundaries. Because if we speak music, thank you, then I am very sure that even without understanding the language, the tune that if each of you have been playing this afternoon, we have definitely enjoyed. And we are also learning your culture. Music speaks a different language from everything out there. And one thing I have to appreciate here is we don't have TV. I've not seen TV so far. And for me, to keep out of TV life right now when we are here is good. But I am happy that the people who are here covering for TV will have us speak another language through that avenue TV, which has polluted a lot of our world. So, music is food for the soul, and it begins from childhood. Children are gifts from the Creator. And we say that as long as we treat children with kindness and love, we will always have it back. And children, as long as you treat your elders with respect and honor, blessings will be piling up for you as you grow up. And one day, when you need that blessing to come your way, it will come because you have been good all along the way. So remember, whenever you're good to others, you're not being good to them, but you're really being good to yourself. And so, we have a song that mothers sing to their children when they cannot go to sleep. And that way, children learn that the mother's voice is a voice of love and gentleness. Welcome Selena as she sings Tigirayunanana ya lullaby that is sung to many children. But please stay awake. I know it is late at night, but we want you to stay awake. Thank you.
This is a lullaby women sing in our community. And in our community, women carry babies on their back. And they walk around singing lullabies for them to go to sleep. I don't think tonight I'm going to walk around because nobody will hear me. But now I'll just sing the lullaby standing here near the microphone. Tigirayunanana is a lullaby, which means keep quiet and sleep, my soft one. Nanana is my soft one. Tigirayunanana, oh, eh, ho. Meoshime munina nana, oh, eh, ho. Kangainatarana nana, oh, eh, ho. Meoshime munina nana, oh, eh, ho. Irurayuna nana, oh, eh, ho. Meoshime munina nana, oh, eh, ho. Eshamongoto nyenga doru, oh, eh, ho. Ningwarinko genye na na na, oh, eh, ho. Ekira itoti na na na, oh, eh, ho. Irurayu na na na, oh, eh, ho. Meoshime muni na na na, oh, eh, ho. Echamongoto nyenga doru, oh, eh. do I turn na 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 ho eh ho irura you na 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 ho eh ho. My voice today is not the best because of the pollen, but I hope you have enjoyed. Thank you.
Thank you. At least that gives me confidence that you have not fallen asleep. Thank you. So the mass I sing to children, children learn how to grow in the image of their mothers in the case of girls, and boys grow up trying to emulate and be like their father. Many times boys swear and say, I am the son of so-and-so, just to show honor and pride that he is the son of his father and he wants to emulate his father, because in public, every man wants to portray a positive image. We'll come to that image later, but the Maasai, those of you who do not know, are people who love to keep sheep, cattle, and goats. But the more cows you own, the more herds of sheep and goats you own, the better your status or your reputation in the community. But before all that, there is the milking of cows, a practice that is set aside for the women. And many times, you find cows with different moods and different behaviors. Some cows do not want to easily let go of this precious commodity. So the women have a way to coerce them to lower the milk. Welcome Immaculate Kenana as she comes to sing the song that many women in the homes early in the morning before the family gets up. The women sing these songs to help the cows relax and lower the milk. The same again in the evening. Welcome Immaculate Kenana with Emongai, a song for her cow. Thank you. I think you have to forgive some of us. We don't sound very much like cows. But I think such a song is better than walking up to a cow in the morning and saying, got milk? So, then the cow allows for the milking, and there is something for the morning for the family to feed on. Then there is a time now for the man in the home or the men who are responsible for herding the cows, the shepherds or ilcheguti. One shepherd is olchegut, and they go out the whole day looking for green pastures for the cows to eat, and they come again late in the evening, having one meal in the morning and the second meal in the evening. Their motivation for looking for greener pastures for the cow to enable the cow to eat more is strengthened by the fact that he is fasting the whole day, and the motivation for him to remain without missing food is when he sees his herd has enough to eat. Welcome the songs of the shepherd and the song for the village and Jangwe. Welcome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now, there is a saying that culture is dynamic. That means it changes and evolves from generation to generation. But there are reasons sometimes to explain changes. Many times, many cultures have eroded and have been transformed because of the changes in society. The Maasai have held on to a lot of their cultural practices, and that is why we still dress the way we do when we come to celebrate and show you our culture. Many of the Maasai back home still dress like this. Sometimes you'll find us in jeans, but we feel really much happy when we dress in our traditional attire. Many people say, oh, nice costume. No costume, clothes. So, thank you. So, but we do appreciate the compliments that we have had. We appreciate and really enjoy it when you speak to us and when you ask questions, because life is good when we ask one another questions and we get answers. We have a Swahili saying that he or she that has no culture is a slave. If I try to become an American, many times I will stumble because I'm doing things wrong. Probably the only thing I do right is eat hamburgers. But anything else, I will stumble a lot and I'll become a slave to trying to be like you. And likewise, if you try to be Maasai, if you try to do things because you want to be Maasai, you'll end up becoming a slave to my culture. So the best thing we can do is let's share one another's culture. Let's try to explain what do we mean when we do A, B, C, D. Why do we do A, B, C, and D? And that way, we will have this world understanding each other much better. And we don't have to disagree so much. We will more or less agree more to understand and eventually live as one big happy family like we are this evening. So, one... Thank you. One notable aspect about many of the African cultures, many times people said the African cultures had black magic or had things that were not conforming to foreign cultures. But we want you to understand that having a belief, a spiritual belief, does not mean I am imposing what I believe on you. I'm just explaining something about my culture. And so there is also the other aspect of African or Maasai culture, and that is the spiritual culture. We have a belief in an omnipresent creator, and we have always believed that. And so many things came. The settlers came. The explorer came. One notable one was Joseph Thompson, who introduced the Thompson plaid, and that is why we very happily wear it, because it complemented the red Maasai ochre that the Maasai warriors adorned themselves with. And so red, and having an exotic design such as this, we prefer to wear red because red is a color of blood. Blood means life, and so we celebrate life all the time. And if everyone would seek to celebrate life, there wouldn't be many squabbles like we hear today. And so one thing that was introduced to the Maasai was Christianity, and the missionaries came with a conversion to Christianity. But they didn't really have a lot in conflict, because the Christians never said God looks like this or he is molded like this and that. So the Maasai adopted some of the teachings of the missionaries, and one teaching was to sing songs of praise to the Creator. Here is one song, but we are not imposing, we are explaining. This is a song that says, I will never forget. This is a song that we sing when we come to America, just to also tell you that we thank God for meeting people like you and being in a place like this. We will never forget, and we want you to go with this tune. It just says, Marigino, I will never forget. Welcome. Thank you. So, the Maasai then have songs in praise of the Creator, but many times they like to praise those individuals who seem to be better than everyone else, people who everyone wanted to emulate. One such man was Oleresia, and we sing a song about Oleresia, the qualities of a good leader. Good oratorial skills to be able to speak before many and use good proverbs to emphasize points and to win his case. This is Oleresia, and as we finish with the song number, and we thank you for being a wonderful audience. Welcome to our stand tomorrow. And if you have many questions, please feel free to walk over and ask about the Maasai, about Kenya. We want to see more of you in Kenya. Hopefully one day we'll move Florida people to Kenya and have a very good party. Thank you and good night.